You're listening to You've Got This, episode 169. Welcome to You've Got This, a weekly podcast for higher education professionals looking to increase their confidence and capacity for juggling the day-to-day demands of an academic life. I'm your host, Dr. Katie Linder. On this episode, I'm sharing some pretty exciting news. I have accepted a new job, and that is going to mean that my partner and I are going to be moving. So I wanted to share, of course, all the details with you. And this is now news that is a little bit more public, and so I can. So I wanted to talk first about knowing that it was time to move on to a new job, because this is something I have to tell you, it has been really hard for me not to document this through the podcast during this period. But for many reasons, job searches are often very private. And this was a situation where, for at least the early part of it, my employer did not know that I was searching for a new job. And so I couldn't publicly talk about it. But now I can. And I want to talk about this kind of decision that you make that it's time, because I do feel like it's something that we don't publicly talk about enough. And there were a couple things that told me it was time to move on. And so not everyone is probably going to experience these things in the same way that I did, but I thought it might be helpful to share my experience. So one of the things that told me that it was time was I was starting to get a little bit bored with my job. Now, if you look at my job from the outside, you'd be like, how is that possible? And I totally understand that perspective. And I'm so grateful for the job that I had and for the work that we did and for the creativity of it all. But I was just kind of starting to feel like I was adding new things to my plate to kind of try and get some excitement back and to reengage. And I was just really struggling with that. And this went on for a period of months. And I don't think it affected my job performance. And I was open about it with a direct supervisor that I was kind of looking for more of a challenge and that I was kind of struggling a little bit with feeling a little bored with what I was up to. And so she knew that was something. And there were a couple opportunities that came my way internally that weren't quite the right fit. And, you know, we were just kind of struggling to kind of figure out what I could do next, because it had been, I'm in my fifth year with that job. As I close it out. And so it'd been something where I'd built up something over time, but was starting to get into kind of maintenance mode with the thing that I built. And I'm someone who really likes to grow things. So once things stop growing, it gets a little bit harder for me to stay engaged. So that was thing number one. The second thing that helped me to kind of think through when it was time for me to go was when I started this job, which is a full-time researcher role where I'm directing a research unit. I was very invested, as many academics are, in being an expert and in sharing that expertise, in writing up that expertise and doing kind of the publication route. And as you all have listened to this show and other podcasts I've done over time, you know how invested I've been in writing and publication. Since I have started coaching, though, and doing coaching more as part of my side business, I have become less invested in showing up as an expert. And it is something that I've kind of been struggling with, because coaches have very different mindsets and aren't showing up as experts in those coaching spaces. And yet I would go to my job every day and I was expected to show up as an expert. And so I was having a little bit of challenge with that. And that was very much a personal challenge for me. This is why I say not everyone might identify kind of with what I was experiencing. But I was starting to feel like the kind of root and foundation of the job that I had originally signed up for and been super happy with wasn't as aligned with where my values were headed. Now, this is not to say in any way that there was anything wrong with the job in itself, because there wasn't. It was me who had changed. So this was definitely one of those situations where it was not the job, it was me. And I was starting to feel like I needed to stretch and grow in some different directions. So that got me thinking about just starting to look around. The challenge for me with looking for jobs has always been, I'm not always looking for a title. I'm not always looking for something that is exactly the same as what I was doing before. And I had the same challenge when I went on the job market, when I left the Boston area and came to Oregon, that I was really trying to figure out what the right fit would be. And I knew I didn't want to direct another Center for Teaching and Learning, but I didn't know what I wanted to do. And so the Oregon job ended up being, you know, a really good fit for me at that time. And so when I went on the market this time, what ended up happening was I actually stumbled across a job that had been marketed earlier in 2019, and it had a failed search. But it was interesting to me. It looked kind of interesting to me. And so I reached out to the person who worked in that office, who was kind of leading that office. And I knew that person through some networking that I had done previously. And I just said, you know, what's going on with this job? Because I'm kind of intrigued by this. It looks like you never hired anyone. What happened? And she said, yeah, we're going to be kind of redoing it. It'll be posted later this year. And when I talked with her, this was back in like August. At that point, I was still kind of not actively seeking out. I was just kind of starting to explore a little bit. So I went through a period of kind of what everybody does, which is looking at the Chronicles website and kind of seeing what was out there. There wasn't anything that was really kind of like sticking out to me as being a good fit. My partner and I started talking about where we might want to live and if there were parts of the country that we were willing to move to and what those places might be. And we were open to going somewhere different than this local area. And then that job came back around and it got posted. And this was to have been back in maybe October, early October, that it was emailed to me and by the search coordinator of that institution. And I decided to apply for it. So I did. And I ended up getting a phone interview. And this was a search that moved really rapidly. I phone interviewed on October 18th. I went for an on-campus interview on November 1st. And I ended up being offered the job on like maybe a little more than a week later. So very quick, very quick turnaround. So all that to say, my partner and I are moving to Kansas. And we are going to be moving in early January. I accepted the job of Executive Director of Program Development for Kansas State Global Campus, which is in Manhattan, Kansas. It's a little bit like where I live now, but in Kansas. It's a small kind of college town. And I'm pretty excited. It's a really fun-looking job. It's going to be a challenging job. It's a very different job than what I'm doing right now. It is not a research job. It's more of a program development and like project management role. There's more curriculum design in it, which is kind of going back to my roots with faculty development work that I did. And I'm going to be managing a much larger team than what I manage now. And there's just a lot about it that is kind of interesting and exciting to me. So it was a big deal, though. This was something that my partner and I had to really think about. And obviously, it's a huge shift to pick up and move and go somewhere else. And you will hear me kind of allude to some of this in episode 7 of Coach to Coach, where I'm talking about like thinking about my values and some big decisions that are coming up. So you can hear me kind of reflect on that a little bit there. So as I record this, it is actually pretty soon after I have accepted this job, and I'm pre-recording some episodes because of travel. So it won't release for a little while until this is public news. But in terms of next steps, my partner and I are currently packing up our house. We are putting it on the market. We are looking for another house. He will be flying to Kansas to do some house hunting for us. And I will be wrapping things up at my job at Oregon State. So I plan to do at least one more episode kind of talking a little bit about this process and what it's been like. It is such a roller coaster to be on the job market. So I definitely want to talk about what that means from a radical self-trust perspective, because that was really what I tried to do. And sometimes I was successful and sometimes I failed because it is a tough thing to do. And I also want to talk a little bit about just this process of transitioning out of one place and transitioning into a new place, because I think that that's something that many of us, again, we haven't had a chance to talk about. So, of course, I would love to know if you have questions about this process and this time. Please feel free to send them to me. I'm happy to answer them. And I would love to be able to share more about this experience, just because I think it's a challenge for us to talk about these things more publicly. So you can always email me at hello@drkatielinder.com. You can tweet to me at @katie_linder. You can connect with me on Instagram at @katie_linder. And you can always write me a letter, for a short period of time at least, at P.O. Box 1621 in Albany, Oregon, 97321. Any way you contact me, I always love to hear from you. Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening to this episode of You've Got This. Show notes and a transcript for this episode can be found at katielinder.work/podcasts. If you found this episode helpful, please also consider rating and/or reviewing the show in iTunes. Thanks for listening.